This is Unit 10 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Check. Listen to this conversation between two young people. The American woman is told of a good film she should see while in Prague.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Jak se máte?
Dobře, a vy?
Ujde to. Budete zítra v Praze?
Ano, budu tady. Proč?
Zítra dávají moc dobrý film.
A kde?
V kině Alfa. Je to stanice metra Můstek.
Dobře, a kdy začíná představení?
7.
Děkuju. Naschledanou.
Naschledanou.
Listen to it again.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Jak se máte?
Dobře, a vy?
Ujde to. Budete zítra v Praze?
Ano, budu tady. Proč?
Zítra dávají moc dobrý film.
A kde?
Kině Alfa. Je to stanice metra Můstek.
Dobře, a kdy začíná představení?
7.
Děkuju. Naschledanou.
Naschledanou.
How do you ask? How are you?
Jak se máte?
Answer, fine, and you?
Dobře, a vy?
When you ask a Czech person how he is, he rarely says, I'm fine. It's always, so-so. There's a sort of superstition about saying you're happy or well. Here's how to say, so-so. Listen and repeat.
Ujde to. Ujde to.
Ask, how are you?
Jak se máte?
Answer, so-so.
Ujde to. Ujde to.
How do you say 2 days?
2 dny.
What is the Czech word for Prague?
Praha.
Say, in Prague.
Praze.
Say, I'll be in Prague.
Budu v Praze.
Ask, how long will you be in Prague?
Jak dlouho budete v Praze?
Answer, I'll be in Prague 2 days.
Budu v Praze 2 dny.
How do you say only 1 day?
Jenom jeden den.
Say, and in
Brno,
I'll be 1 day.
A v Brně budu jeden den.
Ask, how long, 2 days?
Jak dlouho? 2 dny?
3 days?
3 dny?
4 days?
4 dny?
Answer, no, 1 day.
Ne, jeden den.
Here's tomorrow. Listen and repeat.
Zítra. Zítra.
Say, I'll be.
Budu.
Tomorrow.
Zítra. Zítra.
Say, I'll be in
Brno
tomorrow. Put tomorrow at the beginning of the sentence.
Zítra budu v Brně. Zítra budu v Brně.
How do you ask, will you be in
Brno
tomorrow?
Budete zítra v Brně? Budete zítra v Brně?
Say, no, tomorrow I'll be here.
Ne, zítra budu tady. Ne, zítra budu tady.
Here's how to ask, and why, meaning, why are you asking me about it? Listen and repeat.
A proč? A proč?
Say, tomorrow I'll be here, and why?
Zítra budu tady. A proč? Zítra budu tady. A proč?
Your acquaintance wants to invite you to a film. Listen.
Zítra dávají moc dobrý film. Zítra dávají moc dobrý film.
Repeat the word for film or movie.
Film. Film.
Film
is masculine in Czech. Say, good movie.
Dobrý film. Dobrý film.
Now repeat the word for very.
Moc. Moc.
Say, a very good movie.
Moc dobrý film. Moc dobrý film.
Here's how to say, they're showing a movie. Literally, it means, they're giving a movie. Listen and repeat.
Dávají film. Dávají film.
How would you say, they're showing a very good movie?
Dávají moc dobrý film. Dávají moc dobrý film.
Say, okay, tomorrow I'll be here.
Dobře, zítra budu tady.
Here's cinema or movie theater. Listen and repeat.
Kino. Kino.
How do you say movie theater?
Kino. Kino.
In Prague, the most popular cinema is the Alpha Movie Theater on Wenceslas Square. Listen and repeat.
Kino Alpha. Kino Alpha.
Say, the Alpha Movie Theater.
Kino Alpha.
Repeat, at the Alpha Movie Theater.
V kině Alpha. V kině Alpha.
Say again, the Alpha Movie Theater.
Kino Alpha.
Now say, at the Alpha Movie Theater.
Kině Alpha. Kině Alpha.
Say, 5 hours and 8 hours.
5 hodin a 8 hodin.
Here's the number 11. Listen.
11. 11.
Perhaps you can hear the word one at the beginning of 11. Repeat 11.
11. 11.
Say 11 o'clock.
11 hodin. 11 hodin.
How do you say in Prague?
Praze.
Here's at 11 o'clock, or literally, in 11 o'clock. Listen and repeat.
V 11 hodin. V 11 hodin.
The
V
sound goes before the number, becoming part of it when spoken. Say, at 11 o'clock.
V 11 hodin. V 11 hodin.
Here's the question, at what time? Literally, it means, in how many hours? Listen and repeat.
Kolik hodin? Kolik hodin?
Answer, at 11 o'clock.
11 hodin. V 11 hodin.
The word o'clock is really hours. Here's hour. Listen and repeat.
Hodina. Hodina. Hodina
is feminine. Say 1 hour or 1 o'clock.
Jedna hodina. Jedna hodina.
When you say at 1 o'clock, you change the endings. Listen and repeat.
V jednu hodinu. V jednu hodinu.
Ask, at what time?
Kolik hodin?
How do you answer at 1 o'clock?
V jednu hodinu. V jednu hodinu.
Say again, 1 o'clock or 1 hour.
Jedna hodina.
Here's the word for show, as in the first or second show of the day at the movie theater.
Představení. Představení. Vení. Stavení. Stavení. Před. Před. Představení. Představení.
Say again the show or the presentation.
Představení. Představení.
Here's how to say it begins. Listen and repeat.
Začíná. Začíná.
Now say, it begins.
Začíná. Začíná.
How do you say, the show begins at 11 o'clock?
Představení začíná v 11 hodin.
Ask, at what time, at 11?
Kolik hodin? V 11?
Answer, yes, at 11.
Ano, v 11.
Suppose you have time for a cup of coffee before the show. You're in a cafe and want to order just coffee. How do you say only or just?
Jenom.
Say, give me just coffee with sugar, please.
Dejte mi jenom kávu s cukrem, prosím.
How do you say also?
Taky.
How does your acquaintance ask, do you also have tea with milk or with lemon?
Máte taky čaj s mlékem nebo s citrónem?
Ask the waitress, tell me please, where's the restroom?
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je záchod?
Ask, is it over there?
Je tamhle?
To get to the movie theater, you take the subway. Ask, where's the subway station, please?
Kde je stanice metra, prosím?
Answer, over there.
Tamhle.
Say, thank you.
Děkuju.
Each subway station has a name. Here's the name of the subway station at Wenceslas Square. Listen and repeat.
Můstek. Můstek.
That means a small bridge. Say the name of the subway station at Wenceslas Square.
Můstek. Můstek.
You'll rapidly become familiar with the names of the stations you frequent. Now, let's continue with numbers. Repeat the number 12.
Dvanáct. Dvanáct.
Say two for masculine.
Dva.
Could you hear two in the beginning of 12? Say 12.
Dvanáct. Dvanáct.
How would you say 12 o'clock or 12 hours?
Dvanáct hodin. Dvanáct hodin.
Say at 1 o'clock.
V jednu hodinu.
With 2, 3, and 4, the word hour changes form again. Listen and repeat.
Dvě hodiny. Tři hodiny. Čtyři hodiny.
2 hours and 2 o'clock are exactly the same. Say 2 hours or 2 o'clock.
Dvě hodiny. Dvě hodiny.
Here's at 2 o'clock. Listen and repeat.
Ve dvě hodiny. Ve dvě hodiny.
Ask, at what time?
V kolik hodin?
Now try to answer. At 3 o'clock.
Ve tři hodiny. Ve tři hodiny.
At 4 o'clock.
Ve čtyři hodiny. Ve čtyři hodiny.
As in English, the expression for o'clock is often left out. Say, the show begins at 8.
Představení začíná v 8.
Now suppose you're traveling with several colleagues. How would a receptionist at the hotel greet you?
Dobrý den.
Say hello in return.
Dobrý den.
She says, your passport, please.
Váš pas, prosím.
Say, here's my passport.
Tady je můj pas.
And here are their passports.
A tady jsou jejich pasy.
How would the receptionist ask, are these your passports?
To jsou vaše pasy?
Two of the passports in your group are missing. Ask, referring to the person in question, where's her passport?
Kde je její pas?
Where's his passport?
Kde je jeho pas?
You have all the passports now. Hand them to the receptionist and say, here are our passports.
Tady jsou naše pasy.
Your business with the receptionist is concluded. Say, thank you, goodbye.
Děkuju, nashledanou.
Now open your reading booklet to the page for Unit 10. You'll start with the numbers. You already know how to read the numbers from 1 to 12 in Czech. Read number 1.
Jeden, jedna, jedno.
Number 2.
Dva, dvě.
Number 3.
Tři.
Number 4.
Čtyři.
Number 5.
Pět.
Number 6.
Šest.
Number 7.
Sedm.
Number 8.
Osm.
Number 9.
Devět.
Number 10.
Deset.
Number 11.
Jedenáct.
Number 12.
Dvanáct.
Number 13.
Nula.
Look at number 14. There's an M followed by the letter E with a
háček.
This combination is pronounced with an N sound inserted between the M and the hooked E. Listen and repeat. Number 14.
Město. Město.
Wherever the M is followed by a hooked E, this N sound is inserted. Read number 15.
Země.
Read number 16.
Mně.
Number 17.
Mně.
There's no difference in pronunciation between number 16 and number 17. Read number 16 and number 17 together.
Мне, мне.
This is the end of Unit 10 and of Speak and Read Essential Compact Czech. If you've been able to answer correctly approximately 80% of the questions you've been asked to respond to in this program, you've clearly gained some very important spoken communication skills. Your mastery of these skills will be confirmed to your satisfaction only when you're in a Czech-speaking environment. At that point, you'll realize that you're able to communicate with success relative to the 10 lesson units you've done. At the same time, you'll also realize that you still have a considerable way to go to feel that you can handle more sophisticated language usage. That survival is fine, but that additional information and communication skills would also be desirable. If you want to continue learning additional and more advanced communication skills, we suggest that you spend at least a half hour every day conversing with Czech speakers. It's sometimes a good arrangement to work out an exchange program. Find a Czech speaker who wants to practice English and dedicate the time on a regular basis, one half hour of Czech and one half hour of English.
To continue to learn your new language, please contact us at the address on the package. This has been a Simon & Schuster audio presentation.